President Trump's pick to head the EPA has told Fox News that the Earth is getting hotter.
There's a warming trend. The climate is changing, and human activity contributes to that change in some measure. The real issue is how much we contribute to it and measuring that with precision.
But Scott Pruitt told CNBC earlier this year that there's a lot of scientific debate about whether carbon dioxide is the main culprit.
I would not agree that it's a primary contributor to the global warming that we see.
Pruitt still questions humans' role in global warming since the start of the Industrial Revolution. And that's led to climate researchers writing him a letter in protest. The list includes four scientists at the University of Washington. Abigail Swan is one of them. She's an atmospheric sciences professor who studies climate change.
The fact that carbon dioxide makes the Earth warmer is just a basic aspect of the physics of Earth. And it's something that we've known for over 100 years. It's something that's really well established. So we're really sure that CO2 is causing things to get warmer.
And Swan told KUOW's David Hyde that Pruitt's skepticism is part of a much larger problem that she's faced personally as a climate scientist.
Yeah, so I often encounter people that find out I'm a climate scientist and they ask me, well, what's the deal with global warming, or is global warming really happening? Because they probably never met a climate scientist, so it's an opportunity to talk to them about it. But occasionally I get into one of these conversations with someone who has a really strong opinion that global warming isn't happening. And one example of that is I was flying back into the United States and I was going through U.S. Customs, and the U.S. Customs officer asked me what I did. I said I was a scientist. He wanted to know what kind of science. And he kept asking more and more specific questions until we got to the fact that I was a climate scientist. And then he really wanted to tell me about how global warming was a hoax and it wasn't happening. And that's a pretty tricky situation that I found myself in, because I didn't want to lie to a customs officer. I didn't feel like I was in a position to say something untrue, and yet he was asserting that these scientific facts that that I know about the Earth system aren't correct.
So what did you do?
So I tried to sort of just politely say that, you know, I'm sorry, but that's incorrect.
What happened? You said it's not correct. What did he do?
Eventually, he dropped the conversation and we moved on, and he did let me into the country. But as I was standing there, I'm thinking, oh, this person's in a position of power and he has the ability to prevent me from going home. So it's a tricky situation whether to know, should I stand up and say that he was incorrect?
You're signing this letter. It's about the EPA and Scott Pruitt, but it sounds like you feel like you're living almost in a Kafkaesque world where up is down and down is up at times, and you're not sure how to respond. I mean, how's this making you feel personally as a scientist?
It's been a difficult time lately to feel that science is being well respected. And so I'm certainly generally concerned with the fact that we take scientific findings seriously in our country. I've been seeing this for a number of years. As a climate scientist, I occasionally bump into these people that are really convinced that I must be lying. And as a scientist, I know that we have this process of how we understand things and how we know things and why we come to have confidence in those findings. In particular, with this new administration, I feel like there's a real denial of many aspects of science, but particularly associated with climate change. I just think it's really important that we continue standing up for science and scientific knowledge.
Abigail Swan is an atmospheric sciences professor at the University of Washington. She spoke with David Hyde of KUOW's politics team. This week, the team is focusing on activism surrounding science in the first 100 days of President Trump's administration.